MILF to Bimbo 24 Pack, Books 1 to 24. Breeding, Anal Sex, MILF Erotica Collection. Written by Tori Westwood. Narrated by Sally Beth. Snaring My Lodger at the Gym. MILF to Bimbo. 1. You know what it's like in the new year. You'll do anything to start it off right. I'd decided over Christmas that I was going to turn a corner this January by hitting the gym more often and getting in shape. I'd been single for far too long. I worked a good job and prided myself on my professionalism. It had cost me my relationship, after all, so I might as well make it worthwhile now. Working as a partner in a law firm requires the utmost attention to detail, and being single, I was able to dedicate myself to it completely. But now, I wanted to readdress the balance of my life. All work and no play makes Diane a dull woman, and nobody wants to be dull. I should have taken Harvey's advice a long time ago and loosened up a little. He was my lodger. I kind of got him in just to make life more interesting, and it certainly worked. He took life at an easy pace, but he still put in the work. You could find him in the local gym at 5:30 in the morning, setting himself up for the day. As a gift to myself at Christmas, I'd bought a selection of workout milkshakes. You know the sort, protein and low calories and promises. I figured if I bought them, it might actually make me go to the gym. When work started again, I almost completely forgot about the new regime I had in mind for myself, until I came back home from the office and spied the special milkshakes on the kitchen counter. Harvey must have moved them, but I've no idea why. Either way, there they were, mocking me. I looked down at my crisp new suit and how it didn't quite hug my figure the way I remembered it used to. Fuck it, I said to myself, and I pulled a milkshake from the box and opened it. I could tell it was banana from the smell as I brought it up to my lips. It tasted sweet and creamy. It was kind of thick and moorish, and it felt great flowing down my throat. Huh, I chirped, surprised. I took another look at the bottle. Find the new you, the slogan read. I don't know what they put in these things, but I found myself downing the entire drink in record time. With the milk inside me, I had to promise myself that the hard work began tomorrow. The next morning, Harvey was surprised to see me downstairs at 5 in the morning, wearing my ill-fitting workout gear. "Diane?" he asked. "This is early." "I'm joining you," I told him, "if that's okay."
"Sure,"
Harvey beamed. "The gym is so empty in the morning, I guess it'll just be the two of us." Kinda relieved, I laughed. "I don't want anyone watching."
"I'll leave you to it then, don't worry. You won't even notice I'm there."
I gave his hair a little play with my fingers, and then ate a quick breakfast. We took separate cars, but I met Harvey in the gym after I signed up. He started on the bike to get warmed up, and I found myself gravitating towards the treadmill. Running had been something I was good at long ago. So anyways, I got to work. At first, I was all stiff, but soon I was loose, and it felt good to open the lungs. I started to feel better almost instantly after the workout. I noted I had this warm glow after my shower. My skin and hair just looked healthier. It was the perfect feedback to get me interested.
"Same time tomorrow?" Harvey asked in the car park afterwards.
"You're on," I told him. That day at work, I got a bunch of compliments, and afterwards, just like before, I drank my milkshake. "I know, I know. You're supposed to have it after a workout, but I didn't want to mess with a winning formula." I ordered another box, and then the next day I met Harvey downstairs, just like before.
"Nice work, Diane,"
he cried happily as I downed the stairs. Then I noticed his eyes flash to my chest, and a look of embarrassment cross his face. I looked down. They're totally bigger.
"Good sleep?"
Harvey asked, changing the subject. "Great. I'm already liking this new routine."
"It's not a routine yet," he warned. "Don't get too comfortable."
"How could anyone get comfortable in this?" I asked, looking down to my breasts that were
Sample complete. Ready to continue?